Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to warn you that of all of the dumb things that we've done on this show, and I would argue on the history of this radio station, this could potentially be the dumbest. And I know that the feeling you get when you go back to your car and there's a ticket on your car is a feeling of rage and anger, especially when you feel like you tried to do everything you could do to avoid getting the ticket and you got it anyway because you were either a minute late or because they were street sweeping. It is a feeling that sucks.
Oh, man. It totally changes your day.
But
and you think if I could just go back and do something differently,
because you don't pay the ticket and it's just going to constantly be there like a cavity just slowly bothering you. And potentially when you go to renew your registration, they're like, sorry, can't do it. You have an unpaid ticket.
Plus or, penalty fees.
Right, or potentially the best feeling you can ever get in the world is when you look down at the ticket and you realize they've written your license plate number wrong or they got the make of your car wrong. And then the whole thing is just a rip and toss, like no harm, no foul.
Well, you have to fight it first, but yes, they'll dismiss it.
Sometimes I just rip it. Say, they wrote that my car's silver. It's clearly dark gray, so I'm not paying this.
This is not my problem.
I got a ticket on my car 2 days ago. I finally went to quit the gym that I was a member of that I said I'll be in and out. No time at all, so I parked in one of the charge your car spots. I do have an electric car. Some of those spots do say electric car parking only. But it's unclear whether or not you have to necessarily charge the car. Or you could just park it there and leave. I parked it. I went inside. I came out. And there was a ticket on my car. The ticket was not a real ticket. It was a ticket that said...
It didn't even say ticket. It said violation.
Violation. But then the words were pretty threatening on there. And you guys yesterday, after I told you about it, said, why don't you go back and try to fight it? And I said, that is the dumbest thing ever because this ticket means nothing.
Why don't you go to the security booth and talk to them in person?
I did go back and I fought it.
Because they said they were going to put it on your record, Klein. They said we're going to have it on file in the booth.
In the booth, it would be on my permanent file. And something, if I did it again, then they would take action or something of that sort. Anyway, I went back yesterday, spoke to multiple people. They've never been confronted by anyone, clearly, in the history of this parking lot that is ever...
I'm sure they're surprised anyone's even walking into the security booth.
Oh, they were all shocked. So I start outside the security booth with the parking attendant that I could find, and this is how that went. What's up, man? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I got this ticket on my car yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, I know you, sir.
Airplane.
He's already like, why are you bothering me with that?
Ticket on my car yesterday?
Yes. And it's because probably you parked on the EV charger.
Right, yeah, I have an electric car.
But you were not using it.
Well, physically, no, I was not. No. It says he was going to go on my permanent record.
But spiritually, I was.
Yeah, right. In spirit, I was charging all the way, but...
No. It says he was going to go on my permanent record.
They keep a record. If the next time and the next time you do it, they're going to probably do something.
Probably do something.
How threatening.
What?
If you continue this, might eventually do something.
See you next time.
See, no one takes these parking lot tickets seriously, which is why they don't even have a good protocol to scare you. Like
he doesn't know what the protocol is.
The next time,
clearly.
And then the next time, they'll probably do something.
Time, and the next time you do it, they're going to probably do something.
So that
sounds pretty serious. You better
threat.
Get this cleared up.
So I need this off my record.
What does that mean? Something?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Oh my God.
Now you keep writing these tickets, sir. Like when they hire him.
Right.
You know, what are they even explaining?
I mean, at the very least, even if it's an empty threat. Like, give me a legitimate threat. Like, say, like, we will impound your car and destroy it.
Yeah, but, or we'll have an actual cop come.
Right. Well, so this guy is not very, you know, he's not very threatening. He also doesn't, he's nice, pleasant guy, but he.
Is this a younger guy, older guy?
This is an older gentleman.
Okay. These guys are the guys that usually they're just dealing with people that don't know how to insert their credit card for the payment or lost tickets. That's all they do, right?
Yeah. And okay. I think that he's also. I think he also realizes that they do put out these warnings a lot, but everyone just takes them and throws them on the ground because they don't mean anything. They're just like, it's a fake parking ticket.
Sure in his history of working for this company, they've never actually had to enforce something.
If a mall cop tells you stop, you're just going to keep going. You're not going to stop. You're like, you're a mall cop.
Right.
Catch me on your Segway. I'm not stopping.
Respect. take your car around. Don't worry about it.
Well, but I want, but my thing is, my record is so clean right now.
No,
like
no,
I don't want it to go. Can I get it? Where's the, is there an office, a parking office I can go to?
He's like, don't do that.
Shut up, sir. Get out of here.
This guy keeps telling me there's nothing to worry about.
No, I don't want any trouble, sir.
I just want him to admit the fact that this whole ticket is a giant, it means nothing.
He doesn't
want
to get involved.
Right, but it's like my insurance rate's going to go up?
No.
Because like if I get pulled over, you know, 3 years from now, and they say I have an unresolved issue at this gym parking lot, then...
Yeah, but it's something, I mean... Here in the parking lot.
Right. That's who put this ticket on the car?
Let me see. It was yesterday. It doesn't say, but because people is always complaining. Right. Oh, that car is parking there. I need to. You know when you are out of.
Is this someone with an actual problem?
His radio's going off with a real problem, but he's like, I got to deal over. I got to deal here.
This lady doesn't know why her Discover card's not working when she's trying to pay.
So I then find the head of security for the operation. And he's walking around, and he's got a ticket book with him. So
I love that you didn't leave it at this. You went the extra mile.
Of course.
Thank you. Why
would I just let that guy? You guys would say I phoned it in. I didn't care.
I know.
So I found the head of security, and he had his ticket book with him. So this is probably the guy that wrote the ticket and put it on my car.
Cool.
And I confront him, and it gets explosive.
Excuse me. Security? Excuse me, security?
Oh, yeah, that's explosive.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, security.
The guy's moving at a click. I mean, he's moving a little fast. I'm winded because I ran all over looking for this guy. I finally find him. And then he must have had AirPods in or something because he's not hearing me. And I'm like approaching right behind
him. And all the jacked people leaving the gym are seeing you winded.
Excuse me, security.
This is the biggest workout I got in the history of this gym.
This is chasing after a parking attendant.
Excuse me, security. Excuse me, security. Excuse me. Yeah, I got this... violation on my car. How bad is that gonna mess me up?
This is warning. So you're chilling. You're good.
Did you put that on or?
No. Probably someone before me because that's not the same ink I use.
So
not the same ink.
This guy claims he uses different ink.
I know my ink, and that is not my ink.
What the hell?
What a, it was a crazy...
That's not my writing or something else.
Right. I know a pen.
That's not my ink.
clearly, this is the guy that put the ticket on my car. Right?
Ink is ink.
Yeah, that's not
he
my
uses
ink.
Pink.
That's what a crazy thing to say.
Probably someone before me because that's not the same ink I use. But this is a warning. The reason why they put this warning on because sometimes we have real cops that come in and they give real tickets.
So this
so
guy
very
claims
threatening.
That sometimes real cops will come in and put actual tickets on cars.
On their time off.
Yeah.
So in,
my lunch break, I'm going to go ticket some cars over there in the gym parking lot.
Yeah, I just feel like it. So he's saying this is us giving you a warning that maybe a real cop will come and give you an actual ticket.
I press him on this a little bit.
So this is simply warning you, whatever you did, don't do it again. Because we have cops coming in, they hand out expensive tickets.
Yeah, but they said it's upon leaving the garage, a copy of the notice will be on file in the attendance booth. Where is the attendance booth?
It's nowhere. This is like the...
It's nowhere?
It's nowhere!
It's a state of mind, dude.
The attendance booth is all of us.
It's nowhere.
I mean, it's a crazy thing.
I love
thing.
That.
It's nowhere.
They don't even have a booth.
The attendance booth is a state of mind. I'm literally trying to say to this guy, no one has ever pressed them on these tickets they're putting on cars to give warnings.
It's nowhere. This is they just they record it.
Right.
It gets sent to the manager. They're aware. If it's a repeated thing, then they're going to take some action by towing the vehicle. But
right.
Your first time?
Yeah. This is probably my fifth warning.
Fifth, man?
But the thing is, I don't want this to go on my permanent record because I got a clean record.
We're security. We're not cops. So it doesn't go to the state. Uh-huh. It just goes to the property and the property could decide to ban you or not.
I don't know if this is cool or not, but how much would it cost to make this go away?
Nothing, bro. It's a warning.
Take the money, man.
So I'm holding a $5 bill in my hand.
That's what you chose to bribe.
And I'm trying to slide it into his hand right now. And he's very uncomfortable that I'm trying to grab his hand. And you'll hear him giggle in a moment because I think I
tickled
him.
That's my ink in hand. Don't
touch it. To make this go away. Let me take this back a little. So this is me trying to slide the money into his hand. I don't know if this is cool or not, but how much would it cost to make this go away?
Nothing, bro. It's a warning.
$20.
It's a warning. It's not going to do anything.
But I'm saying, is this going to
This is not on record?
Absolutely not. It's not going on your driving record at all.
Right, right. But it's in the, but you guys have it in the attendance booth.
Yeah, it just goes to like the manager, and he's aware like of you, what kind of customer you are, and if it's a repeated thing.
Is that guy here? Like, can I talk to that guy?
He's not here right now. He's like in the other building.
Because he also doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
listen, he's also a state of mind.
Listen to that. I say, is he here right now? This is the answer.
He's not here right now. He's like in the other buildings. Okay. He's not here today.
In the other buildings. He couldn't even lock it down.
All right. I'm really, I've been losing sleep over it and everything, so.
Oh, no, don't worry, you don't got to, like, stress over that.
All right.
But what is it for? What does it say?
Non-parking in the not charging in the charge, but I have an electric car, so I'm saving the planet. I'm a hero.
Yeah, but, like, electric car or not, you have to be charging.
Right.
Because people need to, like, charge. Sometimes they come, like, I need to charge my vehicle, so
all right. Yeah, it's not like I parked in a handicapped spot or anything like that.
No, if you have a handicap plaque, then you can park.
Yeah, I don't.
Then, yeah, just like park in the 15-minute or the get a ticket for 90 minutes free.
So, all right, cool. All right, thank you. All right, man, appreciate it.
So we ended as friends.
Wait, you can get a ticket for 90 minutes free and you still chose to not get a ticket and park in an EV spot?
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's not focused on that part of it, Allie. Don't worry.
It's so unavoidable.
The important thing is that we got to the bottom of that, and I feel like I won this battle.
I actually have more questions than answers about how all these parking lots are run.
Yeah. One giant scam.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.